Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Man, my hands still smell like seafood.
Talking Thrones?
Talking Thrones? So whoa, stupid. Man, that would be awesome.
Just a couple of chairs talking?
I was thinking like a couple of toilets talking.
You know, the guy's got the mannequin in the air, they're ripping the pants off.
And it wasn't circumcised. And I'm like, dude, I did not ask you once to talk about your previous history with dicks.
Between the seat bottom and the seat back, right? And it keeps doing it. I keep pulling it out, you know, pulling it out. You know what I'm saying? Ceramic or stone cocks.
Hi, welcome to episode 56 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. So, this is a pretty cool episode. You guys are live in New Jersey?
No.
We're in New York.
Oh. We're coming at you live from Pearl River, New York.
Oh, you're in New York?
Yeah, just over the Pearl just River. Over the state border.
Oh, like near where we were this past week, Dylan?
Close-ish.
Close-ish. Cool. So you're live in New York, and I'm in New York.
Yeah, we're different technically all in the same state.
Yeah, that's a rarity, eh?
A little bit, so. But, Jim rolled in. Jim's tired.
I am.
He's been up since 4 o'clock in the morning.
What have you been doing, Jim?
I had to fly out to here to hang out with him all day. And I don't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for anybody.
You should have just stayed up the whole night.
No.
That would have been great.
I'll probably be asleep 5 seconds after the door closes.
What, like, after Dylan is finished with you?
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder John doesn't want to stick around.
Oh, yeah, we have a special guest.
Wow.
Yes.
You don't sound very excited about it.
We have a special guest.
Oh, yeah. just so everybody knows, Dylan and Jim and John are eating some pizza right now, so pardon the chewing sounds.
This is as bad as
Dylan sucking cock.
I was going to say Dylan eating during the podcast, but...
Yeah.
My pizza came pretty fucking quick, too.
They're pretty good, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You must have ordered, like, from, like, Jimmy John's or something. That was
John's
freaky fast.
John's not in agreement.
Hey, but if you want to check out all the misadventures of Jim and Dylan making their way through New York City and New Jersey and wherever the fuck they've been today, check us out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can... Whoa.
Whoa.
And you can see pictures of our adventures if you follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod. And you can get Twitter updates if you follow us at JimsBBQPod.
You can also email us and tell us how you want Dylan to suck that cock at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com.
Mike, I just want you to know, he just like sat there and just looked at me with this dead look in his face like, God damn it.
I forgot what I was supposed to say. Or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Wow, doesn't that sound so much better when we're actually, like, around each other?
It does.
Yes.
Hey, hold on a second. What?
You know, I was just going to say, I think Jim's had enough of you today from the sounds of it.
Nice.
Also, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
That's it?
Much to Jim's. Where the fuck's Dylan at? Chagrin.
Oh, I didn't think I was doing it with you.
He's downloading Uber.
Oh, he's distracted.
I'm a bad millennial.
Why?
Because I don't have Uber automatically on my phone.
So, Jim, what the hell are you drinking tonight?
Citizen Cider, the Dirty Mayor.
Sounds like a sex move.
It totally does.
Not to be confused with the Dirty Sanchez.
What if the mayor was doing the Dirty Sanchez?
Maybe.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to download an app?
How is the Dirty Mayor?
It's very citrusy.
Very citrusy?
Yes.
Huh?
Not very impressed.
Well, I tried, Jim.
What?
To bring something for you.
It's not bad. It's just very citrusy.
You made Jim very unhappy, Dylan.
I know. Well, he's been with me all day, so.
So I've been unhappy all day.
Wow. Man. You guys. I feel bad for you both, really.
So, if you were out here, would you have went and hung out in the city with us all day?
I'd, I don't see why not. Why?
I don't know. That was an awful long pause.
Nah, I think I would have. That would have been fun. See, that's the thing. I don't mind New York City. Like, if I go and I'm able to leave, you know, after maybe a day or two, because after a while, it's just too much for me. It's too many people.
We were only there for 6 hours, so.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I went was probably 5-6 years ago, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was maybe about 4 to 5 hours worth in the city, and that was plenty for me. But why do you ask, Jim? Do you not think I would have enjoyed being in the city with you guys?
I was just curious.
Do you think I would have not enjoyed myself?
Oh, I think you would have enjoyed yourself.
Especially since we found you. But we'll get to that.
I just meant I know how you don't even like going to the movies, so.
Well, that's true. But, you know, it's one of those, love-hate type things, where I love going and seeing, some things and experiencing things, but then there's also the part of it that you kind of, after a while, you're like, okay, yeah, I've had enough of this, and that's kind of how I feel about New York.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, my sister went to school there for a year, so I got to go back and forth to there several times, you know, to pick her up for various and drop her off for various in the middle of the semesters and all that stuff. So it was, I got to spend a lot of time in New York during that time.
Where'd she go to school at?
She went to NYU.
Oh.
But yeah, I got to experience the city quite a bit when she was going there, because we visited quite often, actually. So I mean, all the way from there till I think the last time I was there was when they did the WrestleMania in New Jersey a few years back.
Nice.
And we went to one of the events at the they had an event, not WWE, they had an event at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. It was a neat venue to have an event at, and it was a good time.
Was it Greg the Hammerstein Ballroom?
No, it wasn't. It was Ring of Honor, actually. Ran there. And it was a lot of fun. But, I mean, we went out to eat beforehand, you know, in the city, and walked around for a bit, did some shopping, stuff like that. It was all right. It was just a few hours in the city. That's all I needed. We stayed in Jersey. We stayed up near... shit, what's the name of that thing, Dylan? The
Junction?
Well, it was right near Secaucus Junction.
Yeah.
But it's the Meadowlands complex, and there's it's a shopping center and hotels and convention center all up there.
Yeah, I can't remember I can't remember the name of it, but it's down in that hub area.
I finished download?
So yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah, I think there's a Walmart there and all sorts of shit right there. So. Yeah, it was a cool place to stay. I mean, you know, we were right, 15 minutes away from the stadium where they had the event, the big event and everything, you know? So that was kind of cool. But that's the last time I had actually been in the city. Dylan, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking Weyerbacher Sunday Morning Stout.
Oh, very nice, eh?
It's very good.
I had one of those the other day. It was pretty damn good.
Very chocolatey, some coffee,
yeah.
A little bit of heat. It's good.
Better than what he was chugging earlier.
What about you, Mike? What are you drinking?
I can't believe I actually cracked open a beer today after all the beer that I had last night. But I don't know, I actually went pretty big. I went with Lagunitas, the Waldo Special Ale.
That's a good beer.
It's a really good beer, but it's a pretty high alcohol content. But it's kind of like a sugary, sweet IPA type style ale. It's delicious, but I felt a little guilty that I still had them in my fridge, because I feel like that's one of those ones that you should drink super fresh, you know? I can't recommend it enough, even though they just sold the last parts of their business to the Heineken company.
Yeah, that was a little depressing. And did you also see that Wicked Weed got bought out by AB?
I did, and I was going to kind of bring that up since we, you know, I know you guys had a pretty full day, but there, it was kind of a cool thing, the response to it from a lot of the craft beer industry and what occurred after that, and some of the things that I heard last night from some of my friends that are involved in the craft beer industry and things that they're doing and things that they heard about that, like, evidently there was supposed to be some festival at Wicked Weed and, like, all of the other breweries pulled out of it after they sold out.
Really?
And then created their own. Then they created their own festival with the all the other breweries created their own festival, like, and decided to, like, it was supposed to be, like, a charity event or something, and they're still gonna, like, send all the proceeds to the same charity, but without Wicked Weed's involvement in it. And then Wicked Weed's sour brewer, the guy that, like, he's the head brewer for their sour production, he left. Like, he left the company, like, immediately after they sold out, and he got hired at BrewDogs. So, which, I mean, they're widely known for their sours, so that's a huge hit for them.
Yeah.
But that tends to happen with the, but, yeah, one of the cool things was, that I saw was a friend of ours, she works at a brewery down in Jacksonville, and they, they're selling, like, pints of this new, Goza style beer that they produced, and for every pint that they sell, they're putting like a dollar back into like a Florida Craft Beer Society.
Oh man, yeah, Mandy. Yeah, no, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. I actually shared it, and a few of my friends, you know, up in this community, liked the post and were like, oh, that's, you know, they're, I was talking with one of my friends last night, and she's like, yeah, that's a really cool thing they're doing. But, yeah, I think the Lagunitas thing seemed a little bit of, like, a lighter blow because they had already sold a lot of shares to Heineken, so I don't think it comes as much of a surprise that they sold the rest of the shares to Heineken. The Wicked Weed thing, apparently it took everyone, you know, for a loop. You know, nobody was anticipating that happening. But, yeah, it's kind of sucks, but... I mean, what can you do? I mean...
Well, when you expand far without, you know, cashing in, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the thing is I think it's an opportunity, really, for, like, other breweries to maybe step into that void.
Yeah.
You know? Because, let's face it, Wicked Weed will still exist, but a lot of people are going to be put off by the fact that they're owned by... you know, a big corporation.
Yeah.
So it really is an opportunity for, you know, like maybe a brewer that makes sours or styles of beers like they make to step up and go, hey, you know what? If you thought what they did was good, here's my stuff. It really is an opportunity to do that, you know, and to try and do something about it, you know, rather than just, you know, sit back on your heels and watch it all go down and complain about it, do something about it, you know, do something positive about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. So yeah. I just wanted to get your 2 cents. Jim and I had, you know, quite a bit of an adventure today in New York.
I gathered from, like, all the pictures I saw that you guys were posting on the social media, as I gathered you guys were having quite the time of it.
Yeah, so we, so Jim rolled in, like, what, 8:30? No, you rolled in 8:30 to Newark, right? Oh, Jim's getting naked.
I was at your place about 9:45, 9:20.
Jim's putting on a show for me.
I figured at this point he's probably shirtless with basketball shorts on.
You are on the money, sir.
Nailed it.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
As I was pulling up the short.
Nice. But, he got to my place about 9:30.
Something like that.
And we got bagels. And then we hopped on the train. And we went right into the city and then hit up Central Park Zoo. And that's where we spent like a good, you know, like 2 hours or so. And I haven't been there since, since I was but a wee lad.
A couple weeks ago.
That's
what I was going to say.
And, you know, I walked around and, you know, saw a bunch of, well, a fuck ton of birds.
Yeah, this one bird kept shitting in front of us.
There was,
It
kept shitting in front of us.
Oh.
Like, this bird was sitting on a branch, and he had its, like, backside facing us, and he kept leaning forward, and like, I looked up, and it just you know, like, when, like, you know when Annie barks, and if you look, like, when she jumps up on your counter, and you can just see, like, her butt, like, you know,
yeah.
Do the little butthole, the butthole thing?
Like, the muscles flex.
Yeah, the muscles flex. Well, that's what this bird was doing, except every time he, it just kept going, like, and thank God that bird was about 3 feet away from us, because...
Yeah, it leaned over, like, 3 or 4 times and shit each time.
It must have known, I mean, that you guys are so into the shit, so...
Well, so then we go outside. Oh, no, first we saw the little hairy monkey thing.
Oh, yeah, the little fucking capuchin monkey or whatever.
So Jim gets a call from his, from John, who, if we hadn't mentioned, is gone already. He just left.
He's like... He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm watching this monkey play with his balls.
This, like, little fucking, what's it called? A tamarind. It's like this little hairy monkey thing that could literally fit in the palm of your hand. And it looks like a fucking, like a Mogwai from Gremlins. Is just sitting there, just fucking, like, fondling his balls for everybody.
Nice.
So Jim got a little show. And then we go back outside and... Every time we saw a fucking monkey, Jim's like, monkey!
Monkey!
And
it's like, turn around, monkey!
So then we walk up, and there's, they had, it was pretty cool, they actually had a couple of animals that are, like, pretty rare. They had 2 red pandas, and,
the Crandall of the panda family.
Yeah, the first of the Crandall animals. Because...
They eat bamboos. And they have to go in low energy mode, and they move very slow like sloths.
I'll read the exact definition. If you out there in podcast world... Oh, that's disgusting. He just ripped ass.
I heard. And you're actually live there for it, yeah. Dylan.
Yeah, he like popped his butt up in the air and everything.
So that's lovely.
So this is the definition of... or not the definition, but the description... of the red panda. Because low-energy bamboo is their dietary favorite, red pandas must live on an energy budget. This means they conserve any energy and heat whenever possible. In addition to an incredibly slow metabolism, almost as slow as a sloth, their coat is thick and warm and covers even the soles of their feet. So, that made us think of you, Mike. I don't know how you feel about that.
I'm kind of indifferent.
He just doesn't care.
He's like, next.
So then then there was this big bear that looked remarkably like, reminded us instantly of you because it was just this giant, hairy, shaggy bear just like chilling with its head resting on its paws like, And that was Crandall's spirit animal number 2. But, hands down, best exhibit was the fucking penguins.
Oh, fuck yeah. What?
So So immediately I walk in and I'm like, oh man, there's all your boys. And he's like, what do you mean my boys? I'm like, you know, Crosby and whoever else fuck plays for the fucking penguins. And then what did I say?
And then Dylan told me he wanted a pet penguin.
Then I said if I had a pet penguin, I would name him Crosby, but he'd have to be an asshole.
Wow.
Which I kind of thought was funny.
I didn't.
He didn't. I don't think Mike does either.
I still think people like give him the rap that like of like when he first came into the league, but
I don't really care. I just thought it was an easy
game. Yeah, I know you really don't care because, I mean, hell, you just exhibited that you can't even name another player on the team, so.
Malkin. There you go.
There you go. That's better.
So, anyway, all the Penguins are fucking out and about. Not fucking
out. Wait,
they're
fucking? Wow.
Well,
we think two of them did go behind the rock, one rock and fucked.
Yeah, there might have been two that went behind the rock and, or a rock and went to get a little penguin nookie.
That's a pretty sexy zoo there.
Well, I was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he was wearing a shirt then, though. So,
you know, if Jim went to the zoo without a shirt on, do you know what would happen? Besides, I mean, all the parents calling the cops because of their children being scarred.
All the animals would go apeshit.
Exactly. Even the apes would go apeshit.
Yeah, all the monkeys. He'd be like, monkey!
They'd go batshit crazy.
They'd be, like, beating their chest, and they'd be really doing something with their balls.
Monkey!
So why is it, do we get equated, like, when we go crazy, that it's either apeshit or batshit? Why did we pick up those two animals like we don't, and their
like,
shit?
Like, we don't... Well, and it's funny because when we say something is, like, not cool, we say that's horse shit. But we never go horse shit.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's because horse shit is bullshit.
I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, bullshit has got to be bullshit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, horse shit's got to be horse shit.
Yeah, but you can say horse shit and bullshit interchangeably.
Yeah.
You say that you went bullshit crazy? I don't think you can.
No, you can't.
No. But it's funny because I never say I went ape shit crazy, but I'll always say bat shit crazy.
Yeah.
So it's almost like ape shit is like the epitome of going nuts, whereas bat shit crazy, you still have to tack on the word crazy.
You know what? If I ever came across some bat shit, I'd look at it and be like, huh, that shit's crazy, just like my girlfriend from high school.
Oh, you mean some guano?
Guano?
Yeah, that's bat poop.
Oh, why? Did you eat it?
No, I believe that's Spanish for bat poop. Guano. No. It's you don't remember that part in Ace Ventura 2 where it's like, is guano?
No. I wasn't a big Ace Ventura fan.
Wow. All right, well.
I actually remember that.
That's impressive.
Yeah, for me.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I gotta get to this part, because this kind of blew my fucking mind when we were at the penguin exhibit. So the penguins were all, like, you know, swimming up to the glass, and people were taking pictures of them. There was, like, this one penguin that just kept barfing up, like, chewed up fish for its girlfriend penguin, I guess, which was pretty funny. I just look over, and it's, like, every 30 seconds, just, like, just throwing up.
Wait, was it, like, baby birding it?
No, it was just puking in front of it, and then the other one was eating it.
So, kind of baby birding it.
Yeah, but not going all the way. Like, he was like, you could pick it up yourself. So then we noticed that there's this one penguin. There were, like, three species of penguin in there. Like, emperor penguins, and I don't know what the other ones were, gentoos or something. One of the smaller ones, like, very awkwardly walks, because they have, like, basically no legs, all the way, like, he walks, like, a good 15 feet to get to this other penguin that's sitting in, like, a little nest, and he just jumps on this other penguin, and we thought that they were, like, you know, getting it on, but he clearly wasn't. He was just beating this other penguin with his wing, and, like, kind of pecking it in the head, so it was just, like, slapping him, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on over there? So naturally, Jim and I, because we're fucking adults, are just start giving the penguins voices. It's like, oh, yeah, give me my money, huh? I'm going to take you out back and beat you something good there, boy. But it gets even better. So there's this family sitting, standing next to us. It's like a father, a mother, and two girls, like a boy who's probably like 11, a girl who might be similar age, and then like a younger girl. And there's a couple of penguins that are just, like, rather large compared to the other ones. And the son is, and the mother of the human mother, she was pregnant. Like, you could tell she was, like, visibly pregnant. So the one, So the son is just like, oh, if mommy were one of these penguins, she'd be that fat one because she's pregnant.
Wow.
Wasn't it like she's fat and pregnant?
And then the daughter's like, no, it's not mommy, it's daddy, because he just gets fat every day. And the son goes, no, stop, you're hurting his self-esteem. Wow. And then this little shit of a kid drops this one, which I couldn't even believe he said this, but I thought was fucking hysterical, because I just, the mouth on this kid was unbelievable. He looks up and he sees this other, like, the aforementioned penguin that's, like, mounted the other one and is slapping it. And I am not condoning the use of this language ever. I would never say this, but I just hear this little kid going, look at that penguin. It's like he just jumped up on him. He's like, yeah, take that, you fucking slut. I'm like, oh my God, you little bastard.
Oh my God.
Like, this kid was a little shit.
So you know what I gather from all of this?
That we're is a bad influence?
No, those kids were having, like, a better conversation than the two of you were.
Pretty much.
That kid was a little asshole.
You should have asked him to be on the pod tonight.
He should have. So then we...
We would have had to get a new logo done and replaced you with him.
What, didn't they make fun of each other still? Or
oh, yeah, and then it didn't end there. We're leaving, and I'm walking by the kid, and they're, like, outside in the hallway, like, their parents are about to, like, come out, and I just hear the little brother, like, go to his sister, like, hey, by the way, you're ugly.
Are you sure he wasn't talking to you?
If he was, I would have fucking punched him.
Wow.
I'd be like, fuck you little kid. You little shit. And then this was probably maybe the more questionable part of our trip to the zoo. We went to the petting zoo.
Why?
Because Dylan wanted to relive his childhood.
We hung out with some goats.
I'm just picturing now, like, Jim, like, you're like, leading Dylan around, and you got, like, one of those bracelets around his wrist with, like, the phone cord thing attached to your wrist.
Yeah, they asked me if I wanted one. I declined.
Like, maybe, like, a little lost child tag to put, like, on the button of his shirt.
We did have to get tagged and scanned with the same barcodes in case we got split up and nobody could leave with them.
It kind of reminded me of when you guys were like, you're like, oh, we're going to drop Dylan off at daycare on the cruise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know why we didn't.
I'm glad you didn't.
Or maybe we did.
Yeah, and then we headed out from there, and then we met up with Jim's buddy John. Had some, quite a few beers.
I saw Jim pounding away at those ciders.
Yeah, I had like four.
You had two.
I didn't.
No, you had three.
Okay, I had three.
I don't know. That one glass looked like it was the equivalent of like two or three.
Yeah,
it was a big bottle.
That's some good shit.
I gathered.
So we had fun there at Valhalla.
Yeah, that's quite the name of a place, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool place. I dug it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very cool. And then we had to grab John's luggage, and then somebody really had to take a detour.
Oh, Dylan, Jesus.
It was not me.
It was Dylan.
It was not Dylan.
I figured if Dylan was going to take a detour anywhere, or for anything, it was going to be to, like, take a shit or something.
No, I've been good all day.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, he has been.
Fucking Jim is like, we gotta go to Tommy Bahama's.
Okay.
And I'm like, alright, fine. He's like, it's right over here. We go in. We're, like, looking around. I can't believe how fucking expensive these fucking shirts are.
I've been to a Tommy Bahama's before, I know.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It is.
And then, and Jim's like, do you have this shirt? And they didn't have it. So the whole trip was fucking pointless. So, and then John, his buddy John disappears. And he comes back because he's just using the bathroom. And I look over and I'm like, are you all right? And he's like, I got a nosebleed. And he's like really like gushing. And I'm like, Jim, we got to go. He's like, yeah, hold on. I just want you to ask a couple more questions about this shirt. So we finally get out, and John has no fucking, like, napkins. He has nothing in there. He's, like, grabbing boxers out of his bag, a t-shirt. He's, like, stuffing them in his nose, and he's just fucking bleeding all over the place.
I forgot about the napkin thing.
What?
I forgot about the napkin thing.
So then I'm like, all right, well, we'll just go to, like, we'll go to a hot dog stand, and I'm like, get some napkins, whatever. So I go, I'm like, oh, buddy, can you give me a couple of napkins? But this guy, his nosebleed, he's like, yeah. He got $2. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, can I just buy something? And I'm like, how much is the water? He's like, $2. And I'm like, whatever, give me a fucking water and the napkins.
So, wow.
And he gave me like 3 napkins. I'm like, dude, I needed like a wad of them. So, but we were like, and then we were joking like, well, let's just go to the next guy and see if he charges us. And they're like, oh, we probably fucking radioed ahead already. And be like, oh, guy's coming in for with the bloody nose. He asked for free napkins.
So then I'm assuming that Jim went back into Tommy Bahamas, right?
Yeah, at that point he did.
Did he really?
No.
They didn't have the shirt I wanted, so we left.
Okay, so I gotta tell you, when we first signed on, Dylan was making such a big deal about this trip to Tommy Bahamas. Like, it was some, like, huge injustice that you did, Jim.
Oh, I know.
And really, the story he just told, I don't have any issue with.
We were in there like 5 minutes.
It's not. Wow. It wasn't that. I'm just like, the concept of Tommy Bahama and what it is just like, I can't wrap my head around it.
I mean, I get that part of it. I don't know that I would necessarily spend any of that kind of money on a shirt, but you know what? If you want to, more power to you. That's your choice. But it sounded like there was like a issue with going to the store to begin with, and it didn't end up being that. It's more so the concept of going to the stores, or the concept of how much the stuff costs at the store, right? Is that what you're getting at, Dylan?
Only asked for one thing all day, and that was just to stop at Tommy Bahamas.
No, you didn't ask about it until you found out about it.
That's still the only thing I asked for all day. Hey, Mike, did I say that I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to come hang out with Dylan all day?
You did.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We didn't see if they... And then Jim was like, oh, they got a bar there. I'm like, really?
Yeah, they did.
That was weird.
Oh, you should have gone to the Tommy Bahama bar, which I'm sure would have been really super uber expensive.
Sure.
But they probably would have given you a fuck ton of napkins.
Yeah,
they probably would have.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
And this might be total hindsight, but if you guys are at the Tommy Bahama store and they had a bathroom at the store...
They didn't.
Oh, I thought he said... Dylan just said that they did.
Oh, I thought he went to the bathroom.
The bathroom was across the... Or like 2 stores down, it was a bar.
I was going to say, if Tommy Bahama had a bathroom, I was like, why didn't he just grab, like, some, like, toilet paper or some such shit from there?
Well, he came back, and we were like, okay, let's get going, and all he was like, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, fuck, my nose is bleeding.
He's got to stop snorting so much coke, man.
It was great, though, because we sent you that picture of me standing in front of somebody that you thought was Jim, and you're just like... Why? And we're like, no, that's not Jim. That's Jim's coworker. And basically what happened was it wouldn't stop. So he just like ducked into this little, like, you know, it was just like a little, like a depression in a building. And he just basically was like, I just got to let it bleed out. So he's just sitting there in the corner, like the fucking guy at the end of the Blair Witch Project standing in the corner as everyone's getting murdered. And he's just sitting there like...
Sweet, dude. Spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Movie fucking sucks. You're never going to watch it anyway.
That's like 18 years ago. There's a statute of limitations on spoilers.
Thank you. And he's just sitting there like bleeding out. And then he gets up. And, like, holy shit, like, there's just, like, this giant puddle of blood on, like, the side of the sidewalk. Well, that's a thing, right? Sidewalk has a side.
Sure.
So. It looked like something out of a horror movie. So.
Yeah, I thought for sure, like, It was Jim, and he was, like, taking a shit or something.
During my Michelle?
No.
So.
Well, man.
And then we headed home after
that. You know, the other thing about that whole thing is, can you even recall, like, the last time you had a nosebleed?
Yeah, I had them. I get them in the winter.
Okay, I can understand that because it dries.
And then in, like, the dead of summer, because, like, I get really dried out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I can't think of the last time I actually had one. I mean, it's had to have been decades.
Really?
That's weird.
That is very weird.
I mean, I've seen, like, a little bit of blood, like, you know, like, if I sneeze or blow my nose or whatever, and there's, like, a little bit of, like, a blood in the snot, but... That I wouldn't count that.
Blood in the snot.
Blood in the snot.
Blood in the boogers. Booger blood.
Booger blood. I don't know. We just found the phrase blood in the snot funny.
I'm sorry. I was trying to think of how to describe it, and that's the best I could come up with.
Yeah, we were. Well, John was hovering over in the corner, me and Dylan were like, hey, what do you think Mike would do if he was here? I'm like, he'd probably pass out or be like, oh man, this is gross.
No, I'd have probably just been like, fuck this, I'm out.
Hey, it's better to have a little bit of blood on your on there as opposed to some wolf crackers or whatever the fuck that was called.
So the other thing that you said that kind of captured my imagination about this whole thing is that, like, he was pulling shit out of his luggage to try and like, stem the flow, and you said that he pulled his boxers out. So just picture him just, like, sticking, like, a stank-ass pair of boxers up his nostril to try and block it.
In the middle of a Tommy Bahamas.
I think that's why he stuck them back and got the shirt.
He's basically, he's bleeding out in Tommy Bahamas. There is your episode title, Bleeding Out in Tommy Bahamas.
I could just imagine, like, an associate from the store just comes up to him and goes, sir, you have to leave. You cannot bleed out in a Tommy Bahamas.
I wouldn't be shocked. That woman did seem a little,
pretentious.
Persnickety.
I was going to say snooty.
Very.
Yeah.
She was super hot, though.
Oh, that's no surprise. I mean the snootiness. But
Dylan's looking for the Bible in here.
The Bibble?
He's probably gonna steal it like he did at in Fort Lauderdale.
I forgot about that.
I just want to see his hands catch on fire if he touches it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sinner.
You are. You know, I think maybe the hex that your padre put on you might cause you to burn if you touch the Bible.
My hands might start burning if I touch Jim's bare chest right now.
Oh. Is Jim burning for you?
Yeah.
Hunka burning love.
So what else did you guys get up to? I mean, after the blood flow was stemmed.
Nothing.
Then we just took
the train back and
yeah,
got pizza and started talking to you.
Oh, okay. So that was about it. That was the end of your day. Was the visit to Tommy Bahamas? But man, I swear, I thought Dylan was going to have some fun story about that. And it was just like, okay, Jim wants to go somewhere. You went there, and
it was just weird. I'm just like, I'd never go anywhere. It's like we're going to Tommy Bahamas.
He's very angry about it.
He is. I've gathered. It just doesn't seem like there's any reason to be angry about it.
Yeah, it's really not warranted.
Whatever.
Well,
especially since it was his idea.
Yeah, but I tell you what. I mean, he might be in contention for Sarge of the Week.
Yep, it's gonna be funny.
There's only one other person that I would think that would be in contention. That you've discussed.
Well, it's going to be funny his next cruise next year when we see him in like 5 Tommy Bahama shirts.
I thought he was totally going to say, like, you walked out of there like you were like doing a fucking episode of Sex in the City and you had like 7 shopping bags and like a hat box or something.
Nice. You know what? You know what is funny about all this?
What's that?
I have a fucking Tommy Bahama beach chair in my car that I took home from work.
Ah, Oh, that you stole from Mark?
No, I was given. It was given to me.
Just like the jacket.
You know, it's always the stuff he's been given, Jim.
Yep.
Gosh, man. I tell you what. I mean, the amount of stuff he's been given, it's just, it's very suspect.
You know what? There was another group of people that were just given stuff. They were called the Nazis.
What?
What?
The line from Clerks of the Julie's Gum Rip.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, what?
And he's like, there's another group of people that were just following orders. They were called the Nazis.
No, I didn't quite have that busy of a day today, but...
He didn't hear it.
I heard.
It was Dylan. It was Dylan this time.
It sounded like, you know, like when you you have a balloon that you've blown up, and then you let the air out of it, but you kind of stretch the hole,
the end of it,
and you kind of make it squeak. That's kind of what that sounded like.
Jim just buried his face into the pillows, and it looked like he was crying. It was pretty bad.
I mean, that's what it sounded like over, you know, over the internet. Is that an accurate sound?
Yeah. I would say so. So that was our day.
I see your fart raise you.
This is the juvenile episode.
Jim just shit himself, I think.
It's on the wall.
You're as bad as that penguin. Oh, yes, that was the other penguin. This other penguin just turned around at one point, and it looked like if you stomped your foot down on a mayonnaise packet, and it just like this stream of white just goes like flying out of it.
Nice.
We had a very good time with the penguins.
Yeah, we had a really great time.
Jim just created some new artwork on the wall at the hotel room.
Make that episode of Bad Grandpa.
Did you take influence from? Who's the guy that just like threw the fucking paint on shit and was like, it's art?
Andy Warhol?
No, it wasn't Andy Warhol. Who the fuck was that? Fucking Ed Harris played him in the movie. Pollock, Jackson Pollock.
There you go. Not to be confused with Kevin Pollock.
Yeah.
Who's brilliant. Huge Kevin Pollock fan.
So anyway, yeah, that was my day with Jim. It was fun.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Sounds like you guys had a fun time. My weekend was pretty good. I mean, today was kind of quiet, but I went to a friend's house last night, and we did like a beer bottle share type thing, and it was fun. It was lots of good time, lots of good conversation.
Was Gozer the keymaster there?
No.
I don't know their names. Wallace and Gromit or Waldo or something?
What? No, Waldo wasn't there.
And Fitzroy? What's the other guy's name?
Neither was Wallace or Gromit.
Who's the other guy? Who's Wallace or Waldo and who's the other one, Dylan?
Raspy?
Yeah, Raspy.
Actually, Raspy was there.
Nice.
Yes. This morning I went out to a store that, unfortunately, they're closing a whole bunch of their locations, I guess, and it's a store that I get a lot of camping equipment from.
Yonder Mountain, Hunt Game Fish?
Yes. And what's cool, though, is they filed for bankruptcy, and I don't know if you guys have ever watched it, but there's a show called The Prophet. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but there's the guy it's kind of a reality show, but he basically buys into businesses and then kind of helps fix them. But, I mean, he actually invests in the business, so he has a stake. So it's not like one of those reality shows like Bar Rescue where they sink a whole bunch of money into the place and then leave after the fact and they have nothing to do with the place afterwards. He's actually sinking money into these places, and it's his own money. So he actually has, like, an investment in it. Well, he actually owns Camping World, which is a huge, like, camping, like, camper chain. and like they sell all sorts of camping equipment, but like large RVs and shit like that. So he decided to buy their assets out of bankruptcy. And but the stores are still going through like a liquidation. Like he didn't buy the current inventory, so all of the stores in this like 160 store chain are liquidating their assets, and then he's gonna keep some of them open just based on like real estate, like how much the rent is and shit like that, right? So I went to the local one here today just to check out, see what they had, see if there was anything worthwhile, because you know I do a few camping trips a year, and it's, you know, always nice to kind of get new equipment. Well, it's one of those things where I think people like see like when a store closes, they think, oh man, they're gonna have some really great deals. And I've gone to a couple different like things like this where they don't. And I've come to the realization that they don't. And they rarely ever do. But like people see these like going out of business signs and percentages off, and they think, oh, I'm getting such a great deal, when in reality they're really not. The percentage off for like, say, like their like camping equipment was between 5 to 10% off of like the regular price. And it's like, I think like when they were open and like regularly doing business, they often had sales that were like far better than that. So it's just like, I was like, who is getting fooled by this shit?
Dumb people.
Yeah, so like I went there and I looked around, I didn't really find anything, and then I basically came back home. But that was kind of like my adventure for the day. It was just kind of walking through there and just looking at stuff. And there was one point where I looked at something, and then I looked on Amazon, and no joke, the price even after their discount was $30 higher than what I could get the same thing for on Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah, so people got to be careful when they go, oh yeah, this store's going out of business, I bet there's going to be some really good deals. It's typically not really that great of a deal. Just because something's going out of business doesn't mean that you're getting a really great price on it.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I just thought you should know, as
Jim fell asleep.
He's twitching.
Did he really fall asleep?
I'm not twitching.
Yeah, you are. Your finger's fucking twitching everywhere, and your feet are moving back and forth. It's weird as hell.
Whatever.
Wow. Well, do we want to wrap this up then?
Good couple minutes more.
Okay. So, hey, I got an early day anyway tomorrow.
I don't have an early day, but I do have to be up early-ish anyway.
Did you find out if Uber will pick you up?
Yeah, it'll pick me up.
That's funny. I caused Jim to fall asleep.
Okay.
It's just your sultry voice, man.
No, dude, if Paul was on...
Oh, Jim would have been out 20 minutes ago.
Paul would have just been like, hey guys, I got a story to tell you, and I'd be like... Not because he's boring, but just because his voice is so soothing.
I
had a fucking slash.
Great time today, though.
Yeah, no, it was very cool to see you guys in the span of a few days, because you guys have a good trip ahead of you that I will not be joining you on.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, well.
I'm glad that you guys got to see each other. That was, you know, that's great that you're able to put that together and spend a day with each other. You know, that's awesome.
I'm just jealous that I don't get to spend as much time as I would. You know, I don't get enough Jim and Mike time in, because I know you guys are going to Dark Lord Day next week.
Well, fuck, the one thing I'm hoping for is you got the long-ass car ride home with you. I'm hoping you don't rip ass like you have tonight in the hotel room with Dylan. I'm sure that'll be a fun time with Laura and Brad and Trevor and of course, Paul and Biscuit and
Biscuit.
Sean.
I love that we're just throwing out the name Biscuit.
Well, I mean, I think clear cut, we do have an easy Sarge of this episode. I was going to say Sarge of the Week, but we've had a couple of episodes this week already. So the Sarge of this episode, I think, would be the hot dog vendor not giving your coworker John the napkins, Jim.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, he did give us napkins.
He just charged Dylan too much.
Oh, wait, we forgot about the other guy.
What guy?
The fucking, the CD guy.
Oh, yeah, we did.
The CD guy?
DJ Sheets.
DJ Sheets 2.0.
What?
We were walking out of the park and this guy was like, yo, I'm the, I have the CD.
G Presidents?
This guy was like,
yeah,
oh, ghetto President.
Let me see it.
You go to www.ghettopresident.com or you can, for any booking, and you can contact him at billionairesblock@gmail.com.
Let me see the CD, just the CD.
And so basically we're walking out of the zoo and this guy is just like, hey man, take my CD. He's like, hey man. We're like, all right, let's,
And I think we've seen Pitbull today.
We might have seen Pitbull today.
Yeah. Did you go take a piss after you saw him?
No.
Nope, there he is.
But then, so then this guy, we're like, who are you? He's like, what is it? I'm the ghetto president across all 50 states. And he's like, here, you can have the CD. I'm not trying to make any money. So I'm like, okay. And he takes it. He goes, well, how about a tip? And I'm like, so you...
Just a tip.
You want some money anyway, right? And I give him a buck. He's like, how about three? And I'm like, nah. So I can't wait to hear. We're going to play a little sample right now for you, Mike.
Oh.
I'm
excited.
We're going to have... it's a trademark name. So we're going to play a little Ghetto President. And the song is called... American Dreams. Is that a bird? He's hard as hell. Oh, you think he knows the guy? The guy that was like, you're hot as hell.
Padre?
No, the other guy.
Oh, the gay dude that wanted you?
Yeah.
I think we totally need to sample that for intros 2017.
I agree.
I think we're on to something.
Yeah. I was wondering what we were going to do this year, and I think we just found it.
As long as Dylan doesn't lose the CD.
Oh, I'm not going to lose it. I'm going to put it right next to my Bachman Turner Overdrive CD.
Do you know how to rip a CD?
Wait. I thought you gave the BTO CD to somebody.
No,
that was me. My dad took it.
Oh.
My dad took it from me.
Damn.
No, I still have it. It's at the top of one of my bookshelves.
Do you know how to rip a CD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to need that, I think.
Yeah, you're going to have to rip it.
That's going to be the only song that Mott and I listen to on the way up to Brantford this year. Mott, I'm going to be like, Mott, this is... Now you know what it's like to be annoyed.
Mott will probably enjoy it.
He'll be like, oh, this is great.
Like this one time, me and Dylan, we drove all the way from New Jersey up to Brantford, and it's a song all over us.
How long do you think that song is? Like 3 minutes?
It was only about almost half done when I took it out.
So what was that, like a minute 30?
Something like that. I bet you it's 3 minutes and 24 seconds long.
Alright.
So what was the dude's name again?
Ghetto President.
Ghetto President, and what was that, the American Dream?
American Dreams.
Oh, you see, the American Dream is Dusty Rhodes. I have that copyrighted. Whoa, Dusty was here for a second.
He did. That was pretty good.
Wow, man. Dusty, don't piss off Dusty, man. Yeah, that's right, baby. That's mine. I am the American Dream. Wow.
That's pretty freaking good.
Man, Dusty is just, he's not happy.
All right, so let's just say the song is 3 minutes long, for argument's sake.
I think maybe Dusty Rhodes, Pitbull, and what's the border guy?
And Yuri?
And Yuri, you need to have a conversation.
I think so.
Not right now.
not right now.
Oh, but you see, if you want to find everything out about this podcast, go to facebook.com/JimBBQPod.
He sounds like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Or at least Kevin Smith's version of Harvey Weinstein. It's gonna be great. It's Dane, Stein, and Bob meet the monsters.
it, it, it's got a little bit of a lisp, you see.
Oh, Jim, that's really creepy. Hold on, don't stop doing that really disturbing thing you're doing right now. I'm going to take a picture
don't,
of it.
So. Don't stop till you get enough.
It sounds like Snagglepuss.
Get it?
Yeah.
I see.
I'm going to send it to the group.
I can't see it, though, because we're using mics. Or iPhone for mic.
Are you both in the bed together?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very close to Jim.
Oh, yeah, so I tried talking him into just crashing here tonight.
Yeah.
So we get in here, and he goes, oh, he goes, there's just a double bed. He goes, where would I sleep? And I'm like, we'd spoon all night. And he goes, oh, I don't know about that. I'm like, so if Mott ended up staying with you like you were asking, where would you sleep? Where would you and Mott sleep? I guess in the same bed together.
Well, that's what's supposed to happen, right? That was my demand.
Oh, yeah, the Mott has to sleep in the bed with me the night before.
Yeah.
Jim's BBQ's gone off the rails. I think we're all a bit tired.
Oh, you guys are tired.
Really?
Yes. Especially Jim, man. Jim looks completely exhausted.
Yeah, after...
If you want to see all of Jim's shenanigans for the next week or so, you can check us out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to see very questionable pictures of Jim and possible drunk updates from Dylan about Jim, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
If you want me to send you some pictures from my own personal stash, you can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. Or go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
And you see, don't forget, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's chagrin.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you can always get your pickle dilled.
Signing off from Pearl River, it's Dylan. Bye!
Don't keep that in the pod. That was stupid.
What, in the Tommy Bahama shirt?
Yeah.
Well, fucking you today. Like, we go into the... I forgot to include this part of the story. We go in there, and Jim just fucking, like, picks a shirt up that's hanging on a coat... Or on a hanger. And just for some fucking reason puts his head inside of it.
I was looking for the tag.
That's the picture that you took. I saw that.
I was looking for the tag.
Look like a normal person.
I did. I couldn't find it.
No normal person does that.
I couldn't find it, so I shoved my head in there.
You know, initially I thought that was John maybe trying to stop the nosebleed.
I think Roy's comment was pretty funny.
That would be the most expensive like stop of a nosebleed ever.
They probably would make him buy the shirt at that point.
That's what I was inferring, Dylan.
I got what you're saying, Mike.
Did you see how he was like, just like, yeah, that Dylan, yeah, you're dumb.
That's kind of what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he was inferring.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I hate to be truthful, but